All right, Pete from Settlers Co-op is on the line with us. How are you doing this week, my friend?
Hey, how are you doing, Adam? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. It's kind of a big week, and I want to talk to you about a handful of things today, but I thought I'd throw it at you first and have you tell us something good.
The walleyes are biting.
There it is. The walleyes are biting. Now, here's the real question, though. Are they biting on soft water or through the hard water?
Through the hard water.
You guys have ice, huh?
Yep. We've got in the bays around Lake Ogibbeck, we've got up to 5 inches of ice.
Wow.
So, yeah, we walked out about a quarter mile. I mean, it's good ice.
Five inches. Anybody running sleds or four-wheelers out there yet?
No, because we had just, when we had that single-digit morning the other day, we waited and then we went out that night and we didn't know how much we had, but I had some guys complaining because they were using hand augers and an 8-inch hand auger through that stuff was, they were getting tired. Can you believe that? I said, quit your complaining.
Yeah.
It's hard water.
First world problems, huh?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we did well.
Okay.
So, you know, you can see where it had melted and it was rough ice. And we got into some about 5 feet of water. So they were in the weed beds and in around them.
That's interesting. So, 5 feet of water,
yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Is that common for catching walleye in this time of year?
In Lake Ogibbeck, it surely is. They're in there because that's where the bait fish are.
Okay.
Because, you know, the weeds are still up and they haven't started to deteriorate yet. So, yeah, the bay is been notoriously good on first sight.
So I'm assuming you're talking about the North Bay there.
Yep.
Okay.
And, but the same holds true for the south end.
Okay.
You know, where the Slate River comes in, where the Ogibbeck County Park is, there's a lot of those areas in there that freeze up tight and you're able to fish out of right now.
Interesting. All right, so let's talk about what they're using in there.
We caught most of the fish on jigs using the Swedish pimple tipped with a small minnow, or we're using jigging wraps.
Okay.
They were doing good, too. So, yeah, and it was a horse apiece because you know how it is. When it's good, it's really good. It doesn't seem to matter.
Anybody ever tried the shiver minnows from Moonshine over there?
Oh, yes. In the end of last year, they became real popular. I was running out of some of the better colors.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like at the shop at Settlers Co-op there, if you were selling a bunch of them.
Oh, yes. And I made sure on my ice fishing order that I replenished my stock. I mean, and I have different sizes. You know, the best one's the blue and the clown one, and the fire tiger. I've got them in, and that's what I'm going to try. I'm going out again tonight, and I'm going to give it a whirl with some of them.
Well, stay tuned for our second outdoor report this hour, where we're going to continue talking with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. Find out about other inland lakes, if they're ice fishing yet, plus how much snow do they have and where do they have enough that the snowmobile trails are open. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.